This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 28th of October, 2025.
Hello. The weather vane on top of our house is an ongoing saga. It's so noisy in the night, it wakes us up because it rattles about, and when the wind swings it round, it's like, and it's so loud and infuriating. So much so that me and my partner have had to sleep downstairs the past couple of nights in the spare room, and it's actually been very cozy, so I'm enjoying that. But it is a pain not being in the bed that you like sleeping in, especially because that bed is a bit bigger and it's really comfortable. But the coziness has been top notch. So the change in the time, what the hell is that called? Daylight savings? I think that's kind of knocked me for six as well. I'm feeling generally a bit sad, and hopefully it will shake once we kind of settle into it a bit more. I thought that extra hour of sleep was gonna make me feel really good, but I think it might have just had the opposite effect. And yeah, it's being a bit unsettled not being in my bed as well because of the bloody weather vane that's swinging around. But there's been some really pretty sunsets, and there was a really nice one last night, and the moon was a very beautiful slither, so that was beautiful to see on my walk. But today it's very windy out there. Not really keen to walk the dog. He will love it undoubtedly, so I will have to take him soon. But yeah, no cycling to work for me. It's staying inside as much as possible while I can, and having lots of nice cups of tea to jolly up the mood.
Hello, sending this from my mum and dad's garden. It's 5:30. Just got back from a nap walk with Umi, and today has been bright sun all day. The clocks went back last week, and Uma's naps tend to be roughly around the same time, so I quite like the jet lag feeling of like, hang on, this feels quite different to how it did. And you kind of wonder why, and then you remember, like, oh, it's because the clocks went back. So we were walking down that lane I've described a couple of times, and it's sort of hedgerows on both sides. So with it being an hour later, it was a fair bit darker, and I could see there's a field on the right, and I could see that the sun was setting. So I ended up in this quite nice, weird race with the sun, because it'd be good to see the sunset. But the bit of the track towards the end, where you turn right to get into the field and it's more open, you can see the sun, is quite bumpy, and Uma was asleep. So I ended up in this like bizarre semi, trying to go as fast as I can, but that is actually extremely slow, trying to avoid the bumps, or it's particularly bumpy, sort of putting more pressure on the buggy so it doesn't bounce as much. Anyway, we made it, and it was brilliant, and I was thankful for doing this, because I was aware I wasn't watching the sunset for this, but I also wasn't not, and it was really nice. Then we watched the sunset, and we came back through into the hedgerow, and as we did that, Rashid came out from the other side to record her weather diary. The timing was just super strange, like if we couldn't have done it much better, and it's quite odd. We were then carrying on, and got to, by this point the sun had set, but it was still, you get that like light, it's still some light, and I realised the oranges of the trees are more, popped more, were more visible. Then got me thinking, I wonder if that's something to do with some sort of like light spectrum thing. Don't know, I'm going to look into that. Because it was really noticeable, the oranges and the yellows they looked like they were glowing a little bit. And then carrying on the nap walk, And we got towards where I see that dragonfly often, and a deer came out. It was amazing. It was just as like twilight. And at first your brain kind of does, that's a Labrador thing. And you're like, no, it's not. It's a deer. It was a doe. She was on her own. And it was amazing. I can't remember the last time. I can't remember if that's ever happened. You see them around here in fields, but like to be quite close. And we went round to where we were to see the sunset again, and you could see it in the field. I think all those things are like a result of the weather. But yeah, it's colder, noticeably colder than it has been, like definitely autumnal. It smells like autumn. And right now it's like dark right up. If I look up into sort of the middle of the sky, and then down there's still like residue blues and pinks and oranges, and then the clouds look grey, purpley grey. The skies here are still, I'm not used to it again. It's a nice thing to kind of not be used to. Yeah, those are my weather observations. Oh, that's the thing I wanted to say. There's obviously that hurricane which is coming into Jamaica at the moment, and this morning, kind of as you do, was looking at the news, and got quite a low opinion of The Guardian anyway, but like there they have like a live update of the hurricane. You had all these like heat maps of the storm coming in, these experts saying it's going to be like the biggest storm of the year and extremely dangerous, and da da da. And then this like Jake Gyllenhaal ad for something in the middle of it, and you're just kind of like, I know this is obvious, of course they do all this, but just felt like, I don't know, just like beyond like no thought is happening there. Anyway, I suppose that as a way to say link to thoughts of that hurricane. But yeah, just wanted to mention that.
Kia ora whanau. It is Tuesday the 28th of October. I'm currently 5:17 PM. I am in London, England, and I'm currently in Hackney Wick. So you might hear some bikes zooming past or people walking about, maybe the wind in the background. It's a really nice breeze at the moment. I can truly say it feels like a nice caress, a soft caress. Nothing aggressive about it. Like it lifts your hair slightly, but nothing too much more. It's quite a beautiful evening. To the left, it's weird where I'm sitting actually. The sky is divided. The sky feels undecided and unsure of itself. To the left of me, it's a very flat grey cloud with dark kind of bits of cerulean blue mixed in between, but it's pretty flat and grey, and a bit intimidating. And to the right of me, it's gorgeous. It's like cloudless. And in the between the buildings, I can see some very like soft pinks and soft yellows in the very far distance horizon, but very, very soft. I hope that means some form of shepherd's delight. Dunno. But otherwise, I mean, it was a day where I actually set out and thought I wouldn't be engaging with the outside world a lot because I intended to go to studio. And then I actually, my lovely friend who's just moved over from Aotearoa, New Zealand, hit me up and said, would I like to catch up? And I haven't seen him in many years. So we were doing a tour of East London. I took him on a tour, which was actually beautiful. Like the morning it started out, it was like warm. There was sun. I could sit outside at the pub and even have my arms out a day for a bit of arm exposure, even though it is crisp. So it was a really good day to be a chemtrail. Like if you were a chemtrail, you would have been bloody happy. But it was warm enough to kind of take it in for a little bit in the morning. Super mild day. And then the afternoon, we kind of came out around the canals east here. And I was doing a little tour of the industrial area, and the sky had gone very grey because Danoon commented on it, but talks about how, maybe contrary to popular belief, he enjoys the greyness, and I guess the longing, the sense of longing that's embedded in it, and the reflectiveness, so, which I also quite enjoy. But it was a natural, nice extension of looking at our old industrial area, where the matchbox strikes had happened, and where the old porcelain factories used to be. And then walking along the canal again was great. The swans were swanning, they were out. The ducks were very happy and diving about. And there was some strong patches of green moss. But it's interesting, I don't know how it works, but very, very strongly divided, harsh lines of the green moss that just coat the whole surface and look solid, like you should be able to run across it, but you can't. And there was a new boat sinking. I don't know why it sunk in Hackney Wick. I saw on this part of my journey along the canal. So we've sadly lost a boat to whatever has happened in the weather or its condition in the last couple of days. But otherwise, I'm continuing my journey home. In the dark already, 4:30, it's hitting that precipice point really of turning. It switches so quickly here, it throws you off, but kind of almost that in between I found, or of the last week I found a bit more depressing, and then now it's switched and you've gone into living in nocturnal mode a little bit more, and I'm kind of okay with it, where you're accepting that my social life exists in the dark. But I'm currently walking along the canal because I popped the tire on my bike, because it's very, I think I've got two thin wheels and it's the canal path's too aggressive for them, so I need to see if I can fit a wider wheel on this bike. So I've got a long walk home and journey, but the direction I'm moving is towards the light, which seems very hopeful and, yes, quite romantic. I think it'd be a nice night for a date. Not that I'm going on a date, but I hope some of you out there, I hope you went on a lovely date this eve. And I hope you are well.
Tuesday, the 28th October, 2025, 7:32 a.m. Darug and Gundungurra country. It's 6 degrees. Light grey skies. A light rain. Sort of a thin, flat, white light falling on slick leaves. The flowers are verdant against the soggy greens. A slight wind. Little to no wind, really. But the rain's sort of a quiet rain. It's a slow rain. But really, I guess the false start wasn't so false. It was the hottest October day on record last week. Now the cold has seemingly returned. Floods are back up. Collars are fastened high once again. In some weird way, it's like the hemispheres have switched, sort of flipped. It's gone from talk of bushfires to them then occurring. And then it's gone back again to the breath being visible upon exhalation in the morning. Something that I didn't think I'd see again so soon. For many months. Hopefully the seedlings in the garden will make it through this stretch. More rain coming, I know. And in some ways it is needed. The land was dry after the early heat. I guess, more generally, it's a worrying sign of things to come. Lately I've been noticing the birds at dawn and the growing sort of chorus. They're getting louder each day almost. And today too, almost indifferent to the cold's return. An optimistic retort. I guess here we are again. This weather oscillating between extremes. Each season folding into the next, blurring, merging. The false start wasn't false. sort of like everything's unsure about which season it belongs to. And again, I'm reminded of the blurred bounds, sort of half hearing the cold and then half imagining the imminent return of the warmth. Again, in stillness, that same stillness, a person beneath the weather, sort of waiting, but beneath the weather. Weather diary.
Hello. Cam and I just had a very chaotic nappy change. So I have treated myself to, Cam's mum has baked these incredible homemade Chelsea buns. So I've treated myself to one of those. I feel like the time change on Sunday with the hour, with the clocks going forward or back, whichever way it is, but I was getting, extra hour of sleep, supposedly. I think I'm, like, adjusting to that still, in a way. I say supposedly because I think that's what we all assume, that you're going to get an extra hour of sleep. But having a baby does mean that Uma got an extra hour of sleep, which then meant that she was up an hour earlier than she usually is, like, shot up, ready to go. And she woke up. She's sleeping with us right now. So she sleeps in the middle of us. And she sat up, just beaming. I just woke up to my face being patted. And her being like, let's go. Cam and I looking at each other, like, both very silent. I think just waiting for the other person to cave and be like, yeah, I'll take her. I held my ground. So Cam took her, which was very sweet. But yeah, she got up really early, so it's been a kind of like slight strategic, trying to keep her awake for longer so she gets a bit more tired, and she seems to, I think she's almost there, kind of back to regular time of waking up and going to bed. But I've noticed that when I put her to sleep around half eight, I used to get her to sleep and then go downstairs and hang out, and the last few days I've just conked out and just fallen asleep with her for a couple of hours and then wake up around 11, which is strange. I never really used to do that, and nothing different's really changed in terms of like physically or my energy use or something, so I wonder what it is. But I think it's something to do with the time going forward. I've never noticed it before, but yeah, different circumstances now, I guess. So weather-wise, it's like definitely officially dropped now, the temperature, which is really lovely. I love it. I think working full-time at home now, I really cherish going outside, and that kind of crisp air. It gives you like a really nice jolt, or it has for me recently. Ordered another jumper, because everything's in storage, and as much as he doesn't mind, I can't wear all of Cam's wardrobe, so I have ordered some more clothing for the weather change. It was really nice, actually. Right now I just stepped outside to try and record this. Quite like recording it outside. And I just walked down the street to this kind of side path, and I ended up bumping into Cam and Uma, because Cam had taken Uma for a walking nap. She's napping in the stroller, and then he was going to record his entry. So we ended up going off the path and just kind of hanging out on this field next to it, which is, if you were listening a few months ago, where Cam stole a bunch of corn that got left from the harvest. We went out there, and it's just such an amazing, it was like early dusk just now when we went out, and just this amazing horizon view. And as we were looking at it and eating this Chelsea bun, a bunch of geese flew over, and they're all kind of heading in the same like straight direction, just kind of migrating for the turn of the season, I guess.
But that was pretty incredible to watch. Just these couple of bunches of geese just heading like dead on. So it's nice to see them off. And that's about it, really. A nice dip. Very, very welcome dip in temperature. And just continuing on. I feel like it's that slow acceleration towards December. But very here for it.
Hi, as to today's weather in Santiago. It's 27th October. Spring, I feel, in Santiago is very, very confusing. It's literally one day would look like winter, and next day would look like summer. I do feel like for the past, this weekend, it's been actually a bit chillier. During the week, it was quite hot, and it's meant to be quite hot again later this week, because it's going to be sunny. And what I've been noticing about my, it's a very, like, bodily sensation. I feel more activated to exercise when it's warm, and yeah, I feel like on a hot, and I mean hot day, I feel very motivated to go on a cycle followed by a yoga class, followed by dance or calitheca, this thing where you use your body weight to exercise. Calisthenics? Yeah, that's it. So I feel very motivated to exercise much more than usual than I would on a cold day. It really catches my attention. Also, I've been trying to re-signify during winter quite unsuccessfully. I tried to, like, get myself out of bed. My room would be very cold, so I didn't want to get out of bed. I think I mentioned in one of the past weather diary episodes, I really struggled to get out of bed in winter, and I tried to make it an excuse to exercise in the early morning, like get my body warm, but it never worked because I never seemed to remember when I was in the process of waking up, and because I wake up kind of hungry, so I always used to go straight to the kitchen no matter how cold in the house. But yeah, now I'm like feel good, like, exercising morning, afternoon, night, just because I feel like my body feels like a sort of revolution, based on temperature, kind of excitement / activity overdose or something, endorphin overdose. Yeah, that's my spring in Santiago. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. This run of the Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website, sprite.info, or on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Bex Hazard, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like the Sprite Weather Diary from just £1 a month, you can head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. We'll see you in a few weeks.